As I mentioned earlier, and I want to close with this, it's just a very positive, high vibrating reflection of this ascension process. And we do get to choose our experience. That is our divine birthright. So as I've mentioned earlier, I've been spending a lot of time in the Shining Ones woods recently, more so than usual. There are four tiers or energetic levels representing consciousness in these sacred woods. If you missed this piece, depending on how long you've been following the transmissions here, I've been working in and being repatterned by these woods for 14 years. Many of the trails on the top two tiers I made myself with the help of Samadhi Blue. They are their own grid system in higher vibrating unknown mystery spaces. But recently, I'm just stunned and speechless, but I'm going to give it a whirl here. Recently, I discovered a new trail system, or metaphorically, a grid. Remember, everything in the known has a higher dimension, has a higher realms reflection. So a new trail system or grid on the feminine side of the third tier. The third tier would represent 4D vibrationally. Now, when I first found myself in the midst of these trails, literal trails in my beloved woods, now this is my DN aspect reflecting, trails that I didn't make. Imagine my lower lip just jutting out a little bit in a furrow in my brow. I'm in this pristine area where there's never any visible beings or activity. And all of a sudden, it's like one moment pristine, next moment, all these trails. Well, there's like four, but it was a lot in my reality. So it felt at first intrusive, like somehow the wonder would disappear if it was infiltrated from those from the lower tiers. Close your eyes and just ride this energy with me. There's a lot of metaphor, and it quickly opens the mind to the language of the light if you allow. So I began. I was in this suspended state, and I began to walk and observe and feel these well-tended to. They were not half-assed trails. They were well-tended to, almost lovingly tended to with care, new trails. The trails I created were created by feet. These trails looked like some tools had been brought in, just hand tools. But again, a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of effort. And there was a peacefulness about it. How could there not be? We're in 4D vibrationally. And what began to fill me up and marinate my consciousness with new illumination was the awareness that these trails represent the level of the collective. Those who were more entrenched in the old system, certain numbers of the collective have lifted up now to take over and do the work that I, quote unquote, I have been doing, I reflecting a certain level and tier of light workers on the planet. They are stepping up to do that work so that the level above them can step up and go higher too. Are you catching this? Making sense? Do a new level of work in manifesting the new earth, new world, new human society, a co-creative planet of harmony and peace. This is really, really cool. Okay, so I'll use myself as an example, but y'all are reflections of me. I know you can relate to this, that as my person, Deanne, as I'm attuning to and working with the multidimensional merge sequence, tuning into feeling and working with my multidimensional selves, of course, my mind and my energy and my focus and awareness is directed upward in the ascending spiral. But what this reality, very much visible, tangible, actual reality, this new reality in the Shining Ones Woods is reflecting and prompted my consciousness to, is that all the while that I'm focused personally and working with the ascending spiral of my multidimensional aspect, that ascending spiral is beneath me as well, and others are working as well with their own ascending spiral from wherever they are. So the multidimensional merge sequence is happening full scale within all levels of the collective. This is really, really exciting. I'm telling you, have been back to these trails to just walk on them and gather the energy of them and what they feel like. I feel so loved. I feel like beings have come to create these trails just for me. That's what it feels like inside my being, the gift of this manifestation. And I've also become aware in going back and exploring them more. This is just another level of it that may or may not be important, but I'm going to share it with you. What I've discovered is that these trails in this higher section, because it's really steep and far up and, you know, average humans just don't make the effort. And again, this could be metaphoric, but don't make the effort to go up into the higher realms of energy, the higher elevations of trails. But what I become aware of is that this trail system was created by mountain bikers, which they are part of my tribe. And that bikes reflect balance. That is the energy of bikes, bicycles. And so these new trails created by a new level of the collective that are still part of my tribe, making my experience of the higher realms more effortless so that I can then focus even higher, have a decided presence and vibration of balance. And oh my, the beauty, because the feminine side of the Shining Ones Woods is filled with water, waterfalls, creeks, and these new trails, this new grid system goes through, winds around, loops and dances with the waters. Oh my, oh my, oh my. I'm sure more of all of this will be coming, but what I know in this moment is that we will be making use of this new grid system on the first day of the Fall Equinox Initiative. That first day is about preparing are physical aspects for the sacred rite and ceremony that will be at the actual ancient site on the Central Column Trail on the second day. We do have our first male participant, and I have been guided to, I have been made aware that we will be incorporating fire, sound, and the dream time into the ritual itself on the equinox. I've already shared that we are bringing the ancient waters of the French Broad via crystals into this ritual, and I've been made aware of an alchemical process that we are going to be performing with the crystals that have been immersed into the French Broad, and then using the waters of the waterfall and the Shining One's vortex, and this whole little alchemical process that I won't go into the depth of. You'll just have to come and see. And then also including a very sacred shamanic ritual that I'm not going to speak to over the airwaves, and ask that you don't query about it. Leave it in the mystery. Energies and realms are just adding opportunities for this to be a truly inclusive vibrational upgrade for the planet, for the individual and collective, all inclusive. And again, I am charged with creating the space, preparing the energies, and anchoring the highest vibrational portal gateway possible on its behalf. On behalf of the sacred rite and grid work that we will be doing for Gaia and humanity alike. We're going to fire the grid up at that ascension site, at that ancient site, ascension site. Yeah, that too. We might disappear on the day of the fall equinox. And if it is not yours to be here with us in person, know that all new humans everywhere will be gathered into the love and bliss and power and light of this portal on the 22nd and the 23rd of September. But the intention is expanding, and I know there are more that are meant to be part of this energy configuration. Some of you I actually know personally, and I've been talking to you through the ethers. Yes, that's me, and yes, you need to come, so take the nudge. Others of you I don't know yet personally with my DN aspect, but you are family all the same, and your unique role awaits you in this event. Being in these woods will change your life. If you are not familiar with or have experienced any of the world's ancient sites, they are all connected through the meridians and ley lines of and the heart of the earth. And they have common traits unique to ancient sites, symbols and etchings such as cigar shapes and circles and hearts and vertical harmonics and standing stones. In addition to shapes and images that appear and disappear according to who is witnessing them. You will have this whole inner Akash experience manifesting on these ancient stones. What you need to see and witness and behold and embody in that moment for your highest good. I have seen the overlay of ships at this site and know that the harmonics there communicate directly with the off-worlders and star races. I feel ancient sites are landing stations of sorts. And it does feel as if these woods and ancient sites the world over are about to flourish as never before. And that flourish includes the extraterrestrial presence and activity and co-creation. Way stations of sorts between human and ETs. There are infinite more numbers of beings and systems of light that want this planet to succeed than there are shadows intent on her destruction. It really is a battle ultimately of love over fear, the outcome of which has always, always, unequivocally and unconditionally been love. So along with all the deep contemplations and meditations in today's webcast, check in. And be open to the possibility of your unique contribution to this event. It is shape-shifting accordingly to each new person that joins in, as is the nature of Fifth World. I shared with you on the last webcast that each person would have their own Shining One to work with, and even though the Shining Ones don't have names, they are known to each other and humans such as myself by their harmonics, but they are giving themselves names for this event on behalf of the humans that they will be interacting with. And it's been fun and joyful for me to receive these names and see how they relate to their human counterparts. If you are not already blessed with the experience of nature and life in the universe as sound, this fall equinox portal, Stargate, will provide that opportunity. The reason that we feel rejuvenated by the outdoors is because the shades of colors, the sounds, the birds, the frogs, running waters, and everything, all inclusive, consists of a vibrational or hertz frequency that has a soothing effect on the nervous system and the mind and the body and the spirit. And all of these natural harmonics vibrate at a 432 hertz. 432 hertz. Which is the natural frequency of the universe. And also thanks to the Shining Ones, this 432 hertz is always incorporated into these webcasts.